Color Psychology and Home Design, Painting Your Way to a Happier Home. Color is one of the most underestimated tools in interior design. Most people treat paint as a finishing decision, something to sort out after the layout is resolved and the furniture is chosen. But the colors you live with every day affect your mood, your energy, and your ability to focus or unwind. Understanding what different shades actually do allows for more deliberate choices, and in a Manhattan apartment where every decision is amplified by limited square footage, that matters. Every shade carries its own psychological fingerprint, capable of influencing mood and affecting physical responses like heart rate and blood pressure. The most successful interiors combine visual appeal with emotional intelligence, using color strategically to enhance productivity in workspaces, promote relaxation in bedrooms, and encourage connection in social areas. Warm colors for energy and connection. Red, orange, and yellow raise energy levels, encourage conversation, and make spaces feel alive. They've been used in dining rooms and gathering spaces across cultures for centuries because they work. Red is the most intense of the group. As a dominant wall color, it can feel oppressive fairly quickly, but as an accent in artwork, upholstery, or a single dining room wall, it adds warmth without taking over. Orange is easier to live with at scale. It feels energetic without being aggressive, which makes it a natural fit for kitchens and family rooms. Yellow in its softer forms, the tones closer to butter or warm cream, promotes clarity and optimism. Saturated yellows are harder to live with over time, and most Manhattan interiors use them sparingly. Many Manhattan home designs incorporate these warm tones as accents, rather than primary walls. A terracotta sofa against a warm white wall, a rust accent chair in a neutral living room, a kitchen island in muted ochre. These choices bring warmth into a space without committing a room to a single temperature. Cool colors for calm and focus. Blue, green, and purple reduce perceived stress and create conditions for rest and focus. This is why they tend to dominate bedrooms, home offices, and bathrooms. Blue is calming in a way that's been documented consistently across research. Soft blues and muted slate tones work well in bedrooms because they're quiet and undemanding. Deep navy reads more enveloping and dramatic, but shares the same underlying quality of being easy on the nervous system. Green is useful because its character shifts depending on undertone. Sage, eucalyptus, and olive feel grounded and organic. They reduce eye strain in spaces where people spend long stretches of time, which makes them good choices for home offices and reading rooms. Deeper purples, eggplant, plum, add a sense of richness and creative weight. Lavender and dusty mauve are closer to the softer blues in effect, calm without coldness. When working with any licensed home improvement in New York, these cooler shades often form a calm foundation, allowing homeowners to layer trendier accents without overwhelming the space. Neutrals for timeless versatility. The best neutral interiors in New York are built on a neutral base because it lets the architecture, materials, and light show clearly. It's a considered choice, not a cautious one. Warm neutrals, cream, taupe, grage, feel comfortable and inhabited. Cool neutrals, dove gray, pale stone, soft white, feel more contemporary and crisp. The difference between them matters more than most people expect. A warm neutral in a north-facing Manhattan apartment creates a completely different room than a cool neutral in the same space, and neither is universally right. It depends on the light and the materials already present. In a luxury big kitchen design, layering neutral tones and textures prevents the space from feeling flat, ensuring the relationship between wall color, cabinet finish, countertop, and backsplash is an exercise in managing subtle shifts within a restrained range. Done with attention to undertone and texture, it produces a space that feels resolved. The practical case for a neutral foundation is longevity. A room built on a well-chosen neutral absorbs changes in furniture and textiles over years without needing a full repaint. In a co-op where painting involves board approval and real preparation, that durability is worth something. How it works across a whole apartment. The most effective color schemes use different temperatures in different zones. Warm tones in social spaces, cooler tones in bedrooms and offices, neutrals connecting everything across hallways and transitions. In smaller Manhattan apartments where rooms open directly into each other, this continuity matters. The color visible through an open doorway is part of the room you're standing in. The other variable that changes everything is light. A color that looks right in a south-facing room with afternoon sun will look completely different in a north-facing room under artificial light. Test large painted samples on the actual wall at different times of day before committing. paint chips are essentially useless for this purpose. Color Psychology Quick Guide. Color Family, Effect, Best Used in. Warm, red, orange, yellow, raises energy, encourages conversation. Kitchens, dining rooms, family rooms, uses accents, terracotta, rust, ochre, rather than primary walls. Cool blue, green, purple, reduces stress, supports rest and focus. Bedrooms, home offices, bathrooms, sage and olive reduce eye strain, ideal for long stretches in small spaces. Neutral, cream, gray, white, lets architecture and light read clearly. All rooms, transitions, hallways. Warm versus cool undertone matters. Test on the actual wall at different times of day. What colors work best in living rooms and dining rooms? Warm neutrals and earthy tones perform well in social spaces. Soft beige, warm taupe, terracotta, and muted clay create comfort and encourage people to stay. Sage green works particularly well in kitchens and dining rooms. If you want more energy, add warm accents through textiles and accessories in rust, mustard, or deep coral, rather than committing an entire wall to a color you might tire of. Layered warm lighting in the evening does as much for the atmosphere as the paint color itself. What colors are best for bedrooms? Muted blues, dusty greens, and soft warm neutrals are the most reliable. The principle is simple. Avoid anything highly saturated or visually busy. Bright, intense colors keep the mind alert, which is the opposite of what a bedroom needs. Slightly grayed versions of whatever tone you're drawn to tend to work better in sleeping spaces than their more saturated counterparts. What colors support focus in a home office? Soft greens, sage, eucalyptus, muted olive, are consistently associated with reduced stress and better concentration. Cool, muted blues create a mentally clear environment without visual noise. Light, warm neutrals work well when your work involves screens, since a strong background wall color can create visual competition. A deeper tone on the wall behind a monitor can also help define the work zone if the office shares space with another function. How do I choose between warm and cool neutrals? Start with the light in the room. North-facing rooms in Manhattan get cool indirect light all day, and cool neutrals in that context can read as flat or slightly cold. Warm neutrals compensate for that. South-facing rooms handle both well, though cool neutrals tend to look their best in strong direct light. Beyond light, consider the materials already present. Warm wood floors and natural stone tend to pair better with warm neutrals. Then test a large sample on the actual wall before deciding. Undertones that are invisible in a swatch become very obvious at scale. Does paint color affect resale value in Manhattan? Indirectly, highly specific or saturated colors narrow the range of buyers who connect with a space, and repainting before a sale is a common cost that's easily avoided. Well-chosen neutrals read as move-in ready to a broad range of buyers, which matters in a co-op market where people are often comparing several apartments at once. Beyond that, a considered color palette signals that a home has been looked after, and that impression carries through the entire showing.